With Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA. Share your opinion now. Text us at 580-580. Please include your name and where you're texting from. Standard text rates may apply.
Oh, we got the scramble going on in the Carroll household right now. School bus cancellation. We've been lucky. I've heard a lot of friends say this has been a problem a lot for them. Our kids' school bus has been pretty reliable, but it canceled today. So we're scrambling. How do you get one of your kids to school? Too far to walk. It would take, I don't know, got to be 45 minutes from here on a street I would not want my kids walking on. Not a safe street. So there's a scramble going on there. And the other kid not going to school, he's got that COVID voice. You know, that throaty, sore. I don't know if it's COVID yet. We'll have to test him. But so we got one down and one can't get to school. And it's only the first week of October. You know this is going to play out in households all over the city and province, country, world, as we're into this fall. Ugh. Already hearing about a lot of the kids' friends getting COVID already, testing positive. So it's back. So far, though, they've had fairly mild symptoms. You know, miss a day or two of school and they're back at it. Then they'll give it to their parents and we'll be down for a week. That's what's going to happen. So I'm not so sure all this talk about analysts saying Halloween's going to be big this year, the COVID rebound. Not if COVID is becoming a big thing again. Parents may again be a little reluctant. I think Halloween, and I said this even in the height of the pandemic, it never made sense to me to tell the kids to stay home. They're outside. It's not a place you're going to get COVID. You know, you just hand the kids the candy and you're wearing a mask anyway. You wear a mask underneath your costume, whatever. It was, you know, if answering the door as a parent, giving out candy, I would wear a mask if it made everyone feel comfortable. I never saw the need to cancel it as we did. Anyway, this year, there's no talk of canceling it. Hope it doesn't happen. But will there be enough product? Will there be enough costumes? The CEO of Hershey's, Michelle Buck, says there's been a rebound in demand for all of their candies, and they're prioritizing that. So the seasonal products, shop early. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups may not be so easy to find to hand out this year. So it's weird to know what Halloween is going to look like. Huge demand, I think probably. But don't expect to run off halfway through the night when you run out because the shelves may be empty. Bruce Winder is a retail analyst and author, and join us. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good. You know, as I was doing some research on this, I heard that for a retailer, anticipating demand is always the trickiest part of your business, but you can usually build on last year and the year before and the year before, so you have some kind of an idea, ballpark figure. This year, it's tough to do that. Is that the biggest challenge right now, is just knowing what you're going to need, what you're going to order?
Yeah, it is. It's really the biggest challenge, and not just for the retailers, for the manufacturers, too. To your point earlier in your introduction, you know, we had a couple of years where things were dicey with COVID and some folks didn't participate. And now you have the first year where, you know, you still have COVID, as you mentioned in the intro, but, you know, probably the demand is going to be higher. But how much higher, right? And where does that play out? Is it in candy? Is it in costumes? Is it in decor? And that's the toughest part, both manufacturer and retailer, is trying to get it right.
And even if they did, even if they had a crystal ball and they knew the exact demand, will they be able to deliver on it, right? The supply chain issues may have improved, but they're still out there.
There is. You know what? I've been reading a lot this summer about how ingredients that go into food are hard to get. And a number of food manufacturers have had to sort of change up ingredients and retest their products and retaste their products. And, you know, you look what's happened to the war in Ukraine and some of the inputs that they ship, you know, around the world for food, the grains and things like that. You know what? If you're a candy company, you're probably making more margin, more profit on your individual candies than you are on these boxes of 100, you know, for 10 bucks. So, it's probably there's probably going to be some choppy shelf stock, you know, as we say. You know, you might be out of stock there come toward the end of October.
Yeah, and a lot of times as a family, you think, well, you know, we'll buy what we think we need, but you don't want a lot of extra. And I was usually the designated guy. Run out to Shoppers, grab another box. We're running out of supply. I don't know if I'd want to leave it to the last minute this year.
No, I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't. This is the year when you really should have the discipline to buy it early and not eat it, which is tough because
family snack at
it. I know I've done that, right? But hide it in the garage or hide it somewhere, you know. But basically,
who's going to hide it, though? If I'm the guy who hides it, I know where it is.
I know. You have to have the person on a diet who's hiding it, I guess. But you're right. There's going to be, you know, you're really taking your chances if you wait to the last minute to procure really anything related to Halloween this year, particularly candy. So shop early is my advice.
The other unknown factor is what staffing levels are going to look like for manufacturers and the people who deliver, truck drivers. And right as we head into the fall, we're going to have, all expectations are, the biggest flu season we've had in a few years because we've been mostly staying away from each other. There's going to be more COVID. We hope it's not as deadly and that the hospitals don't get as overburdened as they have in the past. But at that, people still take time off, and that can impact on your ability to manufacture and deliver.
Yeah, it's a great point. And that's one of the things that's really impacted the supply chains over the last, call it, 2.5 years, is staffing, you know, for many different reasons, right? You know, the virus and the sickness, now the flu. There's also wage shortages overall there within the economy. There's about 1 million jobs that we're short right now in Canada. So, yeah, you can't underplay the role of lack of staffing in some of the supply chain issues as well.
Yeah, and it's a weird economy, isn't it, where you still have some businesses can't get staff and others are laying off.
It is really weird. You know, the tech industry is laying off left, right, and center, and then you have retail, hospitality, food service that are dying to get people. So it is a very weird, unprecedented economy we find ourselves in right now. And it's a good time just to kind of hold tight and brace yourself.
Yeah, I imagine once we move past Halloween, we start to think about the bigger seasonal holidays coming up, the gift buying season. Same advice is going to hold. If you have something special you want to buy for someone, get it early and order it early. It could take a lot longer than you expect to have it delivered, right?
Yeah, you're bang on. I mean, what's happening too is the retailers have a lot of inventory. They got hung with too much inventory. So you're seeing them start to trigger some discounts early, knowing the consumer wants to buy early to save money. And then to your point, consumers are still gun shy about being left out of stock on the shelves, right? So people are going to start shopping earlier because you just don't know what you're going to get.
I didn't know that you were starting to see some discounts because retailers are in some cases oversupplied. That's a good piece of information. It's also a good hedge against inflation, right, to buy early.
It is, right? Buy early, try to get something that's on sale, you know, and maybe just be careful what you're buying for everyone. You don't have to overdo it this year. If there's ever a year not to overdo it, this is the year. And maybe try to support local retailers if you can.
I have a feeling kids are going to be getting a lot more of those hard candies, you know, the ones you used to eat at the very end when all the chocolate was gone.
Yeah, the ones no one wants. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, you're probably going to see more of those because they're going to be in stock at places like Dollarama and Walmart and things.
Well, yeah, because everybody's cost conscious right now. And so, you know, you're really going to spend $60-$70 on candies this year. You may want to spend half that.
It's true. You know what? And there's going to be a lot of people who do that. There's going to be some people, too, maybe if you don't have kids or you're older, you might sort of turn the lights out and pretend you're not home because, you know, if you're on a fixed income, if you're a senior, you know, to your point, this could be like $50, $60. And you need that money just to put food on the table.
Well, here's the good news. Nobody can afford to egg your house these days because who can afford eggs?
That's true. It's right. You're right. The grocery aisle is up over 10%. And it's really a tough one. I mean, it's become a lightning rod politically, too. And there's a lot of banter going on right now about freezing prices and inflation and greedflation. And it's quite fascinating to watch.
I might actually turn off all the lights just to encourage the kids to throw eggs, and then I'll try to catch them and cook them.
That's probably a good idea. You're onto something.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks. Take care. Have a good one.
The Doubletail analyst and author. It's The Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.